Revelation chapter 3 and verse 11. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown. Hold on to what you have. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 11. This is what Christ is saying to the believers, the ecclesia at Philadelphia, 2,000 years ago. By the Spirit speaking to the churches, this is what he's saying today to the churches. This is what he's saying to individual believers. This is Christ's word for us, brother and sister. Hold on to what you have. Or in verse 12, him who overcomes. Holding on. Overcoming. Now, what is the picture here? What's the vision you have here? The image, the sight here you have of this church and its circumstances. Holding on. Overcoming. It's like mountaineering, isn't it? Like being on the north face of the Eiger. Bivouacking up there. Sleeping overnight to climb on the next day. Holding on. Overcoming. Overcoming the storms, the snows, the darkness. Overcoming the cold. But holding on. Overcoming. But then again, if you look at verses 8 and 10, you will see that this church had held on. It had overcome. It had triumphed. It had come through. It had not failed. But you see, that was yesterday, as it were. Now Christ is saying, well, hold on today. And then tomorrow, we did hold on yesterday. Yes, you did. Now hold on again today. So it's keep on holding on. Keep on being faithful. It's a very important theme in these letters. Indeed, it's a very important theme in the New Testament. Perseverance is the great test, one of the greatest tests, perhaps the greatest test of the proof, the demonstration that a man is in Christ. He holds on. This woman is in Christ. She holds on. Week in, week out, day in, day out, year in, year out, holding on. It speaks of opposition, does it not? It speaks of difficulty. It speaks of persecution. Now, on the British railways, the English railways, the UK railways, the Carlisle Settle line, the line from Settle to Carlisle, climbs over the Pennines in the north of England. Now, these are not great mountains in the reckoning of the world, of course, but there's a tremendous climb there. And this is the highest UK station at Dent. And there's a long drag, it's called. It's called the long drag from Settle up to Dent. I think it's 4 miles or more. Now, in the days of steam railways, the firemen have to shift, I don't know how much coal in that long drag to get the engine and its coaches up there. A long drag. Now, I don't want the word drag for the believer's experience, but there is that sense. It's the long haul. We're in for the long haul, my friend. We put our hands to the plough, and we don't look back. It's not always going to be sunny. Sometimes it's a foggy, misty day. Sometimes it's blowing a storm. Sometimes it is glorious sun, but sometimes the snow and the frost. But we've got to hold on and keep ploughing the furrow. Keep pressing on. And Christ says, keep your eye on the future. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. There's a crown coming. Keep looking ahead. Keep pressing on to that crown. Now, I learn from this that the Christian life is not a thrill a minute. Church life is not a thrill a minute. It's not heaps of novelty every day. It's not tremendous amount of diversions all the time. It's holding on. It's pressing on. Keeping on. Persevering. Maybe, brother, maybe, sister, you won't do great things. Maybe we won't. But let us hold on. Do not lose what you have. Let us keep our treasure. Let us treasure our treasure. Let us hold on to our treasure. Let us guard our treasure. Let us keep the faith. Paul said to Timothy, keep the deposit that's given to you. Hold on to it. Don't lose it. Guard it. Forward is the word. Pressing on. Keeping on. Looking to the final day. Now, it doesn't seem very dramatic and very thrilling, does it? But this is what Christ wants from us, brother and sister. And this is how Robert Roland Roberts wrote his hymn on the subject. This is how he spoke of it. Far off I see the goal. O Saviour, guide me. I feel my strength is small. Be thou beside me. With vision ever clear, with love that conquers fear, and grace to persevere, O Lord, provide me. Whene'er thy way seems strange, go thou before me, and lest my heart should change, O Lord, watch o'er me. But should my faith prove frail, and I through blindness fail, O let thy grace prevail, and still restore me. Should earthly pleasures wane, and joy forsake me, if lonely hours of pain at length o'ertake me, my hand in thine hold fast, till sorrow be o'erpast, and gentle death at last, for heaven awake me. There with the ransomed throng who praised for ever the love that made them strong to serve for ever, I too would see thy face, thy finished work retrace, and magnify thy grace, redeemed for ever. Yes, Christ said, hold on, overcome. Be an overcomer, brother. Hold on, sister. Through pain and trial and trouble and disappointment, setback, failure, whatever it might be, and even in sin, still keep looking to Christ and pressing on towards the crown. Christ is coming. Death is coming, and then we shall see him and be with him forever. Hold on. Do not lose your treasure, I say again. Treasure your treasure. May we all do it. May I do it. May we be given up to Christ, holding on to the very end, to his glory and praise. May he give us grace to do it, and may we persevere. He persevered for us right to the end. Having loved his own, he loved them to the end, and he went to the cross for us, brother and sister. May we go through sea and storm and disappointment, whatever, to press on and glorify Christ. Amen.